You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now to DACA and Antoine Munoz, who you met at the top of the show. We met up with him on the street in Brooklyn.
This is my United States Employment Authorization card. It's what you receive when you apply for the DACA program. It says not valid for reentry, so if I ever were to leave, I couldn't come back.
Munoz's family is from Colombia, but he was born in Venezuela, and his mom brought him to the U.S. when he was one. He's 25 now. We talked with him around the corner from his day job at a coffee shop, but he's in the middle of trying to open up his own place, a speakeasy and cafe. About 5% of all DACA recipients have started their own businesses, according to the Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank. You have a work permit.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to open a business.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
I can't spend every little moment worrying about my status as it is now or how long I will have it, because if I spend too much time worrying, I won't get anything done. I realize I have at most 2 years to get everything running. I guess I'll worry about that when I have to.
How do you make any business decisions that way?
I don't know. I go with it right now. It's my business. It will always be mine. If I have to sell it, I can. If the worst comes to worst and I can't live here anymore, at least I will have some money aside for wherever I have to go.
When did you come to the U.S.?
I was one. I came in through a visa with my mom. She said she had a good life in Venezuela, but a lot of events were occurring, such as the rise of Chavez. And she decided to sell everything she had there, get a visa, get everything ready, come here.
Do you remember how old you were when you found out that you weren't a U.S.
Yeah.
citizen?
So I was 17, and I was getting ready for university. I asked my mom, do you think you can pass me my social security card and anything else I need to apply for financial aid? And then she basically said, well, you don't have that.
Were you working before you had status?
My first real job was at a restaurant about a block away from my house. And the management there was really nice. They knew about my status. They paid me under the table. You know, he said, listen, I know you can't get a proper job and I can't pay you more than this, but I want to teach you a few things. And he would teach me about business and, you know, how to run it and what numbers you need and, you know, that sort of stuff.
When did you first hear about the possibility to get DACA status and how'd you do it?
I was thinking, well, if I apply for this, you know, I'm on the radar.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Obama's president, I should be fine. I thought maybe in 2 years, laws will change and maybe everything will be okay.
What was it like getting DACA status?
I've been here for so long and I grew up here. I didn't know I wasn't a citizen. And I saw all my friends going to school, getting their applications, their loans. Everything was falling in order for them and I was kind of just left behind. And as soon as I got that, I was like, hey, I can start catching up.
Tell me how your current job helped you, actually, with this.
When I came in, there wasn't many questions. But as I had to renew my fee, I had a lot of bills to pay. My mom was in slight debt. I had to pay for her. And I didn't have enough money to pay my fee. And if you don't pay your fee and you let it expire, there's a chance that you can't get it back. And I asked my manager, hey, I need a few more hours or a few more days somewhere, even if it's overtime. I know it's hard to do, but I need it. And he really pried into it. It's like, why do you need it? And I told him, I need it because I need to pay legal fees. And he really pried more into it. And I eventually had to tell him everything. And then that ended up, he told HR. HR reached someone to our headquarters in the West Coast. And then someone in the West Coast reached out to our CEO. And then the CEO was in town about a week later, or 2 weeks later, and he, you know, personally spoke to me. I've been there for a while. I've been there since the company started, like, really blowing up. and they just gave me the money.
Wow.
Yeah. He reached out to the whole company, and I just want to show you this.
Yeah.
It's a huge email about just defending DACA and how the company we work for, Blue Bottle, how...
Can you read this for us?
Yeah. He said, loving Blue Bottlers, I am devastated by the news yesterday that the current administration has decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, DACA. We are in this together, and we are never going to back away from our core values. Everyone is welcome here. We welcome everyone. With loving support, Brian.
How did it feel to get that email?
It still gets me. I know him personally, and he's such a great guy. And, you know, I wrote back to him, like, thank you, Brian. You're literally the best. If we could vote you in office, I would. And he wrote back to me, you are the best. And I was like...
What made you want to open your own business?
So I've been with this company for a long time. 4 years since I have had DACA. And I've seen them open different shops. I've seen them progress. But ever since I was young, I always wanted my own business or my own... I wanted to have a comfortable life. I wanted to devote my time to other things I like. For example, when I was in high school and when I thought I had a world of possibility ahead of me, I was actually shooting for a physics major. I wanted to get into that. I wanted... My heroes were Neil deGrasse Tyson, Michio Kaku, you know, just all these... businesses that just like made huge discoveries, and that was my thing. I really wanted to be in science, and you know, as I realized I couldn't go to school immediately or couldn't pay for my school debts or any of that, I said, you know, the best thing I could do is make enough money to afford my own school, and if it's too late for that, then I could, down the line, if I have enough money, I can be the person that they come to for grants or to help support science.
That was Antoine Munoz talking with us in Brooklyn earlier this week.